Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
The CDC did that study in 1999. They brought in a team of scientists under a Belgian researcher named Thomas Verstraeten, and they looked at the data. They looked at children who had received the hepatitis vaccine within the first 30 days of life, and they found an 1,135% elevated risk of autism among the vaccinated children. It shocked them. They kept the study secret, and then they manipulated it through five different iterations to try to bury the link.
Well, now that was just a small clip from what's an absolute bombshell interview between RFK and Tucker. I made a couple of videos on it already, but what I want to do right now is highlight some of the aspects of this interview that really do affect our lives. And if true, should really change the way we think about our health, the government infrastructure, and what's happened over the last 5 years, which is being called really the COVID fallout. Now, I want to outline what are some simple steps to understand this utter chaos. Now, in the full interview with Tucker, RFK says that there was a 1,135% increase in autism risk from the hepatitis B vaccination. So when the researcher found that out, what did he do? Well, like any corrupt bureaucrat, they covered it up. RFK says that they got rid of all the older children, essentially, and basically replaced them with younger children who were too young to be diagnosed with autism. And then they continued to administer the vaccines for decades. And in the very same interview, RFK brought up Dr. Tony Fauci's blanket immunity from anything he could have done over a 10-year period. And he asked the obvious question, why would someone of his position need immunity?
He seems to be thriving.
He doesn't have a Secret Service protection
any longer.
No, President Trump took that away from him. But
good.
He got immunity. Why did he need immunity? You know, why did he need a pardon in advance?
What do you think the answer is?
I would be speculating, but I think he was vulnerable. I think he had a lot of liability on creating coronavirus. You know, he was funding precisely that research at the Wuhan lab.
Now, as you heard in that clip there, RFK Jr. just outright claimed that Anthony Fauci was essentially responsible for the entire pandemic. And here's the kicker. This isn't some fringe conspiracy anymore. That's a statement coming straight from the Secretary of Health and Human Services. This is the position of the White House, the Trump administration right now. Now, don't forget, RFK Jr. now has access to all the classified intel. He knows exactly what's been hidden. So when he points the finger at Fauci as the architect behind the pandemic, you can bet he's got the receipts and he's not bluffing. So as this absolute chaos continues to unravel, the question now is, what other public health emergencies are we going to see? And by the time RFK and his team uncover these scandals, it may very well be too late for any of us to correct some of the chronic health problems that we've been, and you know, I don't say this lightly, basically poisoned with over the last 100 years or so of globalist interventionism. Well, joining me today to discuss potentially the next great scandal that RFK and his team are sure to uncover next is Dr. Kelly Victory. Dr. Victory is a medical expert in emergency medicine and trauma. She's been the chief medical officer for dozens of Fortune 500 companies such as Sprint Wireless and Nissan Automotive, and is currently on the medical board of our good friends over at the Wellness Company. So Dr. Kelly, welcome back. Great to see you again.
Thanks very much for having me, Steve.
Well, it's an honor to have you. You know, I want to talk to you about what does seem to be a very concerning sort of new emergency coming out of the woodwork over the last few years. We've been hearing a lot about it, and it's turbo cancers. So tell us what you're hearing about this bizarre uptick.
Well, unfortunately, Steve, this was a predictable outcome of the devastation of the mRNA COVID injections. This was predicted before the shots were ever rolled out, and tragically, it is coming to fruition. In addition to the myriad other injuries that have been sustained from those shots, meaning things like myocarditis and autoimmune issues, neurologic complications, blood clots, fertility issues. The outcome has been this issue of, quote, turbo cancers. There are multiple mechanisms by which the mRNA injections, unfortunately, have led to this precipitous increase in cancers. The first and foremost, the common denominator is the immune system, the negative effect that these shots have had on people's immune systems. The immune system is the first line of defense always against cancer. People think about your immune system as protecting you from bacteria and viruses and fungus and the environment, and that's true, but it's also the immune system that is the first line of defense that is supposed to recognize abnormal cells and to wipe them out before they ever become a cancer. We all have abnormal cells in us all the time, but your immune system, a healthy immune system, should recognize that, say, hey, that's not a normal looking breast cell or a normal looking colon cell, and it just wipes it out like it would any other pathogen or foe. When the immune system, however, has been suppressed, when it's not functioning normally, it either turns a blind eye to those abnormal cells, and we can talk about why it does that, or it doesn't have the capacity to wipe out those cells, and therefore they take hold, develop a tumor, and move forward. What we have seen, and the data are irrefutable, we have seen types of cancers in groups of people in whom they have never been seen prior to 2020. And that includes things like aggressive and advanced colon cancers in people in their teens and early 20s, advanced lung cancers in 30-year-old non-smokers, types of breast cancers in groups they had never been seen before, or people who had had cancer deemed in remission for sometimes well more than a decade, that all of a sudden has returned with a vengeance and become wildly metastatic. So unfortunately, there are multiple pathways by which this is happening, but the data are irrefutable, and I fear we are only seeing at this point the tip of the iceberg.
Wow. Yeah, it's just amazing how things have changed just in the last few years. You think of all the suppression, all the censorship we were dealing with. Now RFK is actually the head of the HHS. It's absolutely unbelievable. Finally, people were able to be much more outspoken. Doctors, moms, regular people just sharing life stories. And it seems people are really being awakened to medical corruption today.
Yes.
Just in a way we just didn't realize. I just think we were so naive prior to 2020. And politically, we were so naive to like the deep state and so forth prior to 2016. And then prior to 2020, we just seemed to be so naive, the extent to which big business really seems to have taken over the medical industry. I came across a stat that found something like 65% of oncologists, their income is actually dependent on prescribing chemotherapy. Is that am I right on that?
Yeah. So let me back up for a second and say that, you know, one of the things, the positive things perhaps that came out of the debacle that was the COVID pandemic was that people's eyes were opened. They realized for the first time, many of them, the extent to which the government, big pharma, big food, big business will go in order to make a profit, the amount of lying and corruption. And regardless of what you think about Robert Kennedy Jr., he is not, quote, anti-vaccine.
Right.
He's exposing fraud and corruption.
Right.
That doesn't make him anti-vax any more than Elon Musk, you know, exposing fraud and corruption in the government makes him anti-government. I mean, that's silly. He's exposing things that people have not been aware of. With regard to these perverse incentives in medicine, yes, you are correct. There is only one class of medications out there in which physicians are allowed to make a profit, and that is chemotherapy. If you come to see me in my office or you go to see a cardiologist and he or she prescribes a statin drug like Lipitor, or I prescribe an antibiotic like zithromycin or whatever, we don't make any money. The doctor has no incentive other than to prescribe the medication that he or she believes is the best to treat your condition. That is not the case with chemotherapy. In chemotherapy, the oncologists actually purchase the chemotherapy drugs from the pharmaceutical company and they resell them to you as the patient. So at last, the last stats that I read said that somewhere above 55% of the income of the average oncologist is accounted for by the chemotherapy that he or she prescribes. Now, I am not saying that any individual oncologist is therefore prescribing things, you know, inappropriately or that they wouldn't otherwise, but you can't help but question with that type of an incentive. Is this, for example, why maybe they aren't willing or open to considering the unbelievable amount of data on things like repurposed drugs like ivermectin and many, many others that are inexpensive and don't stand to put money in their coffers? It really begs that question. Furthermore, because of the undue influence of Big Pharma into our medical journals, for example, and into our medical schools, into our medical laboratories, doctors are hard-pressed to get their hands on really good scientific research and evidence. The medical journals, JAMA, Lancet, you know, British Medical Journal, they are nothing more than the marketing arms for Big Pharma. Wow. You know, God help you trying to get a study published in a journal if the study doesn't come to the conclusion that the pharmaceutical company who paid for the study wanted you to come to. So I don't even read those journals anymore because they're fundamentally rubbish.
Yeah. Philip Morris, right? Remember the old Philip Morris. What did they call? I think they call it special interest research.
Yes.
You know, it's good. That's what I always thought. I always compared the legacy media for so long is just whatever data and studies they put for us. It's just imagine Philip Morris telling you that cigarettes are perfectly healthy for you. You know, it's the same stuff. It's just,
well, and this is the issue This is the issue, by the way, you didn't bring it up, but about advertising, pharmaceutical advertising on television, something else that Robert Kennedy Jr. has made a commitment to try to eliminate. The United States is one of only two countries in the world, the other being New Zealand, that allows pharmaceutical advertising to patients on TV because those advertising dollars ultimately control the mainstream media. You are never going to hear a negative story about a statin drug or about a, you know, an immunologic medication or, God forbid, a vaccine from anyone in the mainstream media when all of those marketing dollars are at stake. They simply won't do it.
It's, of course not. How could they, right? They talk about all the wonderful benefits you get from this pharmaceutical product and then turn around and expose it for what it really is.
Right.
No, exactly. They certainly wouldn't pay for it, that's for sure. Well, you brought up something I find really interesting because RFK has made it a commitment to make off-label medications and more root cause research the new norm in medicine. And the idea here, as I understand it, is that doctors should steer away from kind of that tunnel vision and highly incentivized methods of treatment and just take broader approaches. And so I was just curious if you could talk a bit more about that. I believe you even had a bit of your own your own experience with breast cancer and how important those sort of alternative approaches are.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for the question. I will tell you that the use of what we call repurposed medications, meaning using a medication that has been FDA approved, saying it's safe for use in humans, and using it for something other than which it was initially developed, that has been a cornerstone of medicine for decades. I could give a list of hundreds of medications, you know, blood pressure medications that we use to treat headache, medications for cancer that we use to treat psoriasis, you know, and on and on and on. Viagra was not initially, it was not formulated to treat erectile dysfunction, but that's what most people use it for today. So that has been the standard. In fact, you know, most studies would say that upwards of 30% of all medications prescribed are prescribed for something other than that drug was first.
Wow.
Okay. So it's not uncommon. It didn't become an issue until COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Until all of the sudden, doctors, you know, we knew it was very clear from other literature that two drugs, namely hydroxychloroquine, which was FDA approved in 1942.
Wow.
Okay. We have, you know, all coming up, 80 years or whatever worth of data on it, incredibly safe. And ivermectin, again, mm-hmm. you know, FDA approved back in the 80s for use in humans, two very safe drugs. We had reason to believe that they would have effect against COVID. Well, that went against the narrative, and it specifically threatened the idea of the emergency use authorization for the vaccines, because one of the stipulations to have an emergency use authorization for a vaccine, and that these vaccines remain experimental, they never went through full FDA approval, you cannot have an EUA if there's another treatment available. So it was incumbent upon the pharmaceutical companies to say, oh my gosh, no ivermectin, no hydroxychloroquine, absolutely not. It's horse paste, it's this, it's that. And to, you know, deride and ridicule and censor and
Joe Rogan,
who talked about it. But the reality is, Steve, we have decades of data showing that ivermectin in particular has profound impact against cancer. It's been used in the veterinary world specifically to treat breast cancer in dogs for more than three decades.
Right.
Okay. It has multiple mechanisms of action by which it disrupts cancer replication and is highly effective against a host of different cancers, that and particularly in combination with other drugs. Now, the great thing about a drug like ivermectin is it is so safe. Its safety profile is extraordinary. It's given, you know, by hundreds of millions of doses around the world every year. It's over the counter, frankly, in almost every country, with the exception of the United States and Canada. And it can be taken along with standard chemotherapy or other cancer treatments. When I had my own diagnosis of breast cancer, chemotherapy was recommended. And what I mean by that is, you know, toxic drugs that wipe out not only the cancer, hopefully, but also, you know, a lot of other healthy cells. I did a lot of research myself, and I made the decision, very personal decision. I'm not suggesting what anyone else should do in their own situation, but I made the decision that the thing that was going to stand between me and a recurrence of my cancer was my immune system. And mm-hmm. I was going to double down on everything I could do to enhance my immune function. So I did start ivermectin, and I started a host of other medications, including supplements like berberine and ashwagandha and olive leaf, black seed oil, melatonin, curcumin, lots of things that have been shown over the years to be helpful. That includes things, again, like reishi and turkey tail mushrooms. So and all of them, absolutely safe, absolutely with zero negative side effects. And if anything, you know, I have honestly not had as much as a cold since I started taking all of these things. My immune system is great. I never took a COVID shot, let alone any boosters. But, you know, I take these things. I personally chose to turn down chemotherapy. I think it was the right choice for me. I am vigilant about my follow-up and making sure that I do everything else with regard to testing. And if anything should look like it's going sideways, I might make a different decision in the future. But I would strongly, strongly encourage people to have the courage to push back a little bit. If you are one of those, you know, millions of people who gets the diagnosis of cancer, to really ask all of those questions. Don't be so fearful that you immediately accept the standard chemotherapy regimens without at least taking time to ask your oncologist, is there a role for some of these other repurposed medications in my care? Even if you choose to do chemo, right. Is there a role? What is this? What does the data show? What are the studies about my cancer with regard to these other, quote, repurposed medications? Because I can tell you, I honestly believe we are going to find out maybe 10 years from now, I think the data will be more clear that ivermectin and another antiparasitic drug called fenbendazole, which is currently only FDA approved in animals, but very safe for humans, that the combination of those is going to play a significant role, I believe, in the treatment of cancer in humans.
Yeah. I mean, you're basically, when all said and done, informed consent. You want to be able to have all the info. We are in an information age. You want to have all the information available to you and then consent accordingly. You know, I love the wellness company. We've been with you guys now, two years now. We just love what you're doing. You're right on the front lines, I think, of a new age of medicine, telehealth and so forth. Mm-hmm. We are in the network society where we're not limited to my doctor down the road. I could talk to you, you know, we're not right. Separated by proximity anymore. And you have the wellness company has a very uniquely compounded medical grade, hard to get parasite cleanse. You guys are so amazing. I mean, you have so many amazing products. I would recommend everyone just click on the link below and just check out the wellness company's website. It's amazing, incredibly informative. But tell us about that, if you would, that parasite cleanse, how it works to flush out parasites. And also, as I understand it, it's also being used as one of these off labels to even possibly treat certain cancers by more and more oncologists today.
Well, suffice to say, I love the wellness company as well, and I feel blessed to be working with a tremendous, really the titans in medicine, including people like Dr. Peter McCullough and Harvey Reich. They're a great group of people, and we do have a number of products, a huge range of products that we make available to patients. This was born out of the COVID and the fact that people were not able to access the kinds of things that they should have been able to access. With regard to our parasite cleanse, it's a combination of ivermectin and mebendazole, another antiparasitic drug. It's been interesting. We have come to acknowledge in medicine that a lot more people are infected with parasites than we originally thought. Mm-hmm. This might be a result of increased migration or changes in dietary habits, changes in hygiene. It's not exactly clear, or just because we're better at diagnosing it, but it appears that some of these odd symptoms that people have had, muscle aches, brain fog, fatigue, all sorts of different things, might be related to parasites. And the great thing is that they're very easy to treat. So a combination of ivermectin and mebendazole is very, very good at eradicating parasites, regardless of how you got them. And that is how we market it. Now, you are quite right. As I said, there's more and more interest in and more data, hard research, big, well-conducted studies, Steve, that prove the effectiveness of both of these drugs, as well as others, on the treatment of cancer. And so more people are looking at it. I certainly, as I said, I shared my own story, which is that I take ivermectin specifically to help keep my cancer from returning. And I have many, many patients that are doing the same. I've had some remarkable results. There are lots of, when you get a huge, huge number of anecdotes, that becomes a study. And we've got a lot of patients who have been successfully treated, or I have, not the wellness company. I have a lot of patients who have been successfully treated with these, you know, off-label drugs with great results of their cancer. So although we are not marketing it for that purpose at this juncture, that may happen in the future as things become more clear. I do appreciate what Robert Kennedy Jr. is doing and his commitment to demystifying this idea of repurposed drugs. As I said, we've done it for decades. And honestly, it's one of the things in science that's so exciting. It's when you put a patient on a drug for, you know, for hair growth, and you find out that it has this other side effect, or you put a patient on a drug for, you know, for their cancer, and it turns out, you know, curing their psoriasis, and you say, wow, isn't that interesting? You know, that's how we discover things. And once, you know, the bottom line is this idea that it's, quote, not FDA approved for that. The FDA approves drugs. They are simply saying that it's safe for use in humans. Once it is safe, a doctor can prescribe it for anything. You know, if ivermectin is safe for me to treat you for intestinal parasites, it doesn't become unsafe if I give it to you to treat COVID. Okay. If a drug is safe for me to give to you for your high blood pressure, it doesn't become unsafe if all of a sudden I'm using it to treat your migraine. So it's the same body. It's the same body. It's the same drug. Yeah. It's the same side effects. It's the same profile. So again, this has been a cornerstone of medicine. We've got to return to that. And I believe, you know, that one of the foundational constructs of the wellness company was informed consent and personal choice. People should have the right, I believe, to invest in those things and to use those products that they believe will help their particular condition.
Absolutely. That's so beautifully said. And gang, one of the things that what reason why we love teaming up with the wellness company is, you know, we want to make sure you have all the available resources you need to prepare for yourself and for your family, your loved ones. So obviously you know, you prep food, you prep water and so forth. Make sure you're prepping medicines as well. And it's literally just as far away as the click and the link below. Just check out the wellness company and everything they have for you, particularly this parasite cleanse. But my, you're going to be blown away at what's available to you literally at the touch of your keyboard. So it's amazing stuff. We're in a whole new world of medical availability and telemedicine and experts like Dr. Kelly, who are just making so much progress and bringing so much good to the world. So I love calling you Dr. Victory. It's my favorite name, I believe. But Dr. Kelly Victory, thank you always for coming on with us. It's just so wonderful. Just you bring so much clarity I'm just really excited that this informed consent paradigm, it really seems to be happening. We're breaking through all this nonsense. Fauci is nowhere to be seen. I mean, if anything, the name lives in infamy as we speak. Yes. Such a difference from 5 years ago. And you've been a part of that. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for having me. We will continue to shed light on all of this, including the fraud and corruption that has been rampant in our system, and hopefully allow people to make their own decisions about what's best for their health and wellness.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Kelly.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Thank you. Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. With the largest selection of concrete and mortar in stock, we have the right mix specially formulated for your project. View our entire selection of concrete and mortar mixes online or in-store and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big.